I bought clippers online yesterday because my Dan's hair
is out to here.
Don't do it.
He looks like a mad scientist.
All right. Let him do it himself. Let him do it himself. Okay. I'm just telling you, do not damage your relationship.
Welcome to Highly Questionable. Bomani Jones always has advice for anybody who needs it. Katie obviously needs it. Relationship help. Let's get started.
I like you guys.
Don't mess it up.
Could you see baseball not returning because of financial disagreements between the owners and players?
If this is the final offer, then yes, baseball is going to be gone for a while because there's no way that the players are going to accept what in some cases feels like a two-thirds pay cut to risk more of their health than they would be otherwise. I don't care about the math of games played when you're talking about we're putting a price now on how much are you willing to risk your health on. And by the way, here's a two-third pay cut. I just want to marvel at how dirty and cold these owners are because they know that the first thing you do is you lowball an offer. They know that the players are in a no-win position because of the optics of this, and they come in so low that it's obviously insulting so that they can get back to another place. They're conducting business while the players are going to be accused of being the greedy ones.
Yeah, but one thing I do love about the players, they seem to get it, and that's what's going to make this interesting. And you saw that in the quotes from Tom Glavine and Chipper Jones last week. You're going to be the bad guy no matter what. If you try to take a settlement or whatever it is that comes from the owners, if you're the players, because you don't want people to be mad at you, that's never going to happen. They are always going to be mad at you. So y'all might as well scrap this out. And a fascinating thing that I think people have to remember that makes a baseball negotiation under these circumstances different than everybody else, salary in baseball is not tied to revenue, right? You have a salary cap sport. It is tied to the amount of revenue. People get a share. In baseball, it doesn't work that way. And the owners have been spending less and less of revenues on players. In great times, they're not spending more money. So the players are looking back at them saying, it's bad times for you, but it'll be all right for me because my money's still going to come in. This is a good old-fashioned labor fight from back in the day. You kids don't understand. This used to happen literally every 3 years in baseball. But guess what happened back then? The players won every single fight. They've been given now for about a quarter century in little ways. It's stopping here, and I'm going to love watching it because I don't give a damn if they play baseball again.
The problem with this too, and I think an agent even said this, is that ownership is treating this like a CBA negotiation, but this is not the same. This isn't the off season. It's not pre-free agency. So these players are paying more attention to the negotiations. They're seeing just how shady the owners want to be because they have nothing else to do right now. And so you have these very tuned in players that are essentially seeing how the sausage is being made, which they were okay with eating before, whether it was eh or great. But now they're watching it happen and they're probably feeling like more money is being taken out of their pockets, obviously because it is. And the owners know that they can push this narrative of a lot of companies are having the highest earners take the biggest cuts and the lowest earners take smaller cuts because that's what's fair. But in baseball, that's not actually fair because of the economy that they've established where you put in service time in your early years so that you can earn the right to earn more money through free agency or negotiations or whatever it is. Now we have a situation where those people who put in the time early on and suffered, quote unquote, are now asking to suffer more to save the younger. And it doesn't make any sense. It does not make sense in the established economy of Major League Baseball. So what they're asking them to do, they know doesn't make sense, but they're hoping we won't know, but we know.
One of the reasons that this is so interesting from a public relations standpoint is all of us would understand if you told us, hey, you're going to make X amount of money in healthy times, but you're going to end up making two-thirds less while risking your health. Any of us would understand, but when the numbers get to where Mike Trout is, and the difference is Mike Trout making $200,000 per game, and it being now $70,000 per game, the average person who's at home worried about unemployment is going to hear $70,000 for a game and is going to side with the owners, even though I would tell that person, unemployed or not, be better at baseball than Mike Trout. You can make $70,000 a game as an offer that's insulting too.
And also you'd have to compare that to the money that the owners are making, and we don't know that. Like, the player should go back in these negotiations and their counteroffer should be like, show us how actually bad your finances are. Let us see if you're really struggling, owners, if the league is really in financial hardship, because if it's not, which you just keep saying that it is, then we shouldn't have to give up our money. We make up the league. Also, Trout's wife is pregnant, and it won't get as much press, but one of the things they're also not agreeing on, it's not just money, it's on health and safety protocols. So the fact that, like, players don't feel safe going back, we'll argue money to the death because it's easy to call players greedy, but not agreeing on feeling healthy and safe when you have a pregnant wife at home is something I don't think Mike Trout's going to want to do.
Yeah, one thing to remember about baseball players, they know each other, which is to say they'd be necking around each other doing nasty stuff all the time. If it was some sort of pandemic, I imagine nobody is more skeptical of their coworkers than baseball players in terms of getting sick, right? They know who these savages are that they engage with. You talk about, I'm going to go back and be with the dude that I just been seeing doing or seeing him spitting over in the corner all the time. Like, I'm supposed to come back around this cat and be like, oh, yeah, I'm fine, COVID-19, whatever. Come on, dog. Hell no. Would you feel safe in a baseball clubhouse in the face of a pandemic? Because I would not.
I mean, a baseball game without fans is going to feel weird. A baseball game without spitting, I think we're overlooking how weird it's going to be to watch a baseball game where nobody spits. I can't picture that happening.
I feel like we're not going to notice because these cats scratching themselves and spitting have never added anything. They just do it because they've seen other people do it because somehow this is allowed. The Charlie Blackman dude, he seems like real striding and steadfast about how he's going to spit, damn it. That is the most entitled nonsense I have ever heard in my life.
You're not
going to
take away his freedoms. Yeah,
literally, everywhere else in society, we have said, don't spit. Right? Every other place, except for like those bars with sawdust on the floor, everybody else has acknowledged spitting is not the thing. Only in baseball. And this cat's like, you ain't gonna tell me what to do. I feel very confident saying that is a gentleman who has not purchased his very own MLB licensed face mask. No, he is not.
Coming up next on my Soul Stevie show.
Imagine if you had those teams picking who they wanted in their group. I'd watch that. I'd watch that for 12 hours if that's how long that broadcast lasted.
Geico knows there are many reasons why you ride. From the camaraderie of the other bikers, a band of brothers always there for you, rain or shine, to the amazing savings you get with Geico on your motorcycle insurance and accessories coverage all year round. But for Bucky Hornhill, it was one reason in particular.
It was my helmet hair. I was born with helmet hair. I've tried to cut it a bunch of times, even buzzing it, but it immediately just goes back to helmet hair.
Geico Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Foot odor throwing you off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters, featuring three advanced odor and wetness fighters. The lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game.
Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers.
Odor Eaters. Destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
Should the NBA listen to Mark Cuban and have a play-in tournament?
I'm curious to see if you guys have any objection to this, given that the season is already contaminated, given that the season is already distorted. What Mark Cuban is saying is basically, let's just add a bunch more games that have stakes on them. Now, the regular season is going to end up being even more meaningless than it already is, but this season is a total distortion. If you can get games with stakes in markets that otherwise wouldn't be paying any attention to the basketball season, why wouldn't you do it, given that none of this ends up mattering? 8 seeds don't advance. 7 seeds don't advance. The teams that end up at the end are 1, 2, 3, and 4, and it doesn't matter whether Damian Lillard will rush back for this because there are going to be playoff games to him now.
Yeah, I'm just going to say up front that because this is so unprecedented and because the season is not going to look anything like a regular season, I'm all for any type of chaos. I think Mark Cuban's model is smart because, like you said, Dan, it kind of takes a shot at making the regular season matter when obviously the regular season can't possibly matter, but it sets up only 2 teams to not be able to make it into the playoffs, which would be the Warriors and the Timberwolves. Everybody else logistically, numerically would have a shot. I'm intrigued by Kevin O'Connor from the Ringer's World Cup idea. The only thing that makes me want this group stage situation to happen is that there were mumblings about maybe the teams in the top tier, the tier one teams, the Lakers, the Clippers, I think the Raptors and the Bucks would be able to avoid a group of death, be able to draft their own groups, which I think would be fantastic television. Imagine if you had those teams picking who they wanted in their group. I'd watch that. I'd watch that for 12 hours if that's how long that broadcast lasted. I'm into all of it. Make it crazy because this is not going to look like regular basketball. So just go for it.
Yeah, I mean, like the whole group play sort of thing. I'm not going to lie. I hear that and I'm just like, ah, suggestions from the people who watch a lot of soccer. And I don't want to hear from them about the basketball. What? I'm sorry. Like I'm willing to take your input, but you can't drive the train on this one. I don't really know what exactly they're supposed to do. Cuban, his argument about the reason to do this the way that he wants to do it is you got to have as many teams involved as possible because of the television deals. Like that's his spin. That's where he sees it. Okay, cool. But as much as you say the eights and the sevens, they don't go far in this. We had a lockout in 1999, and we wound up with an 8 seed in the NBA Finals. Like, there's no telling how quickly this can turn into the NHL playoffs where the seedings actually don't matter. That's the one where the regular season is kind of like, yeah, whatever. In the NBA, the regular season is at least typically reflective of who the best teams are, and then everything kind of goes from there. Like, we say it doesn't matter, but there's a reason why Portland would be on the outside looking in this year. They're not really that good of a team. So, hey, I would like the idea of some one-game winner-take-all type situations just because I think it would create an amazing level of drama. But you're going to have to find a way to truly make the players who are on those mediocre teams actually believe that they have some sort of chance. Otherwise, you're asking them, honestly, to go down there to that little bubble, spend a couple weeks, you know, quarantining and all that stuff just to get bounced and go back home. Who the hell wants to sign up for that?
Look, I would argue that players have probably just been watching sports movies while they've been home, and nothing gets you hyped for, like, we can do anything, we can take down the big dogs, than a bunch of sports movies. So players, just start watching. It doesn't even matter if it's your sport. Watch Rudy. Just think, believe in yourselves. And then you show up, and maybe you take it all. It's an unprecedented year. Go for it.
GEICO has the insurance industry leading app that lets you manage your policy anytime, anywhere, which means that GEICO is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like animal control, when you're cornered in your garage by an angry possum.
Hi, me again. You guys said you would be here about an hour ago, and I think the possum is starting to get angry. Listen, I thought if I fed it, it would go away, but now it is ripping holes in the drywall and making some sort of nest. Just call me back.
GEICO, always there for you with savings and the industry-leading mobile app.
With thousands of locally owned Napa stores across the nation, chances are that wherever you call home, we do too. So as America starts opening back up for business, and as more of us start getting back out there again, we'll be in big cities, small towns, and everywhere in between, doing what we've always done to help keep our local communities moving forward. So whether you stop by a Napa Auto Parts store, Auto Care Center, or visit us at Napa Online, you can count on Napa know-how.
Do you question whether these soccer players are having fun?
This show does not have many things that resemble distinctions that make us special at the network in a way that no one else is. But no one in the history of ESPN has been able to find an unknown soccer field somewhere to find footage like this show has. Where are we going to see what?
Oh, what? Ow. Ooh.
No.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Absolutely not.
Come on. Oh, no.
I don't know where this is being filmed, but it's a place that I don't want to hang out.
Why would you do this? Whose idea was that?
I'll tell you why you do that. I know why they would do that. Can we run it again? Just take a look at them houses that's in the background. You know what I'm saying? Look at all this paper. Everywhere you look is paper. In fact, they're being kind of wasteful on these Legos because they're not going to be able to pick all of those up. You see all that paper that's over there? This is what happens when it's a pandemic and you got too much comfort. That's all it is. Like, I need to know what it feels like to be doing bad. I'll go walk around on Legos.
Hey, speaking, and this is coming from a Lego enthusiast. Do you want to see what I did the other day? Do you guys want to see it? Hold on.
What did you do?
Why didn't you wait for an answer?
There it is.
Wow. I made the Empire State Building.
In quarantine.
With the cabs and everything.
Oh, wow. Congratulations,
Katie. Sweet?
Tonight at 8 p.m., the series premiere of Game On.
Oh, this is where we remind Katie that Gronk is no longer a New England Patriot. He is now with the Tampa
Always
Bay Bucks.
Always when I'm here.
And he is doing a television show with J.R. Smith here in which they are going to have to go like Speed, the bus movie. You go 100 RPMs, or if you fall below that, water balloons are going to fall out of the sky. Check this out.
Who trains harder, football players or basketball players?
Football players probably train harder, but they got a little less.
what it's like to get hit. You see, they get, he followed me.
All right. Game on.
Here we go, JR.
Bronx already struggling.
Bronx slipping.
Come on, JR.
Come on,
JR.
You got this.
Come on, JR.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no, JR's foot slipped.
Come on, you got this.
You have to get back up over the hump, bro.
Oh, God.
Congrats
oh, no.
I won!
That is J.R. Smith pointing to his brain, the guy who forgot the score in a finals game. Bomani, are you intrigued?
I am a little bit intrigued. And you said the bus movie. There was another bus movie that came out a couple years after. And now I'm trying to imagine, what if we reverse some things up a little bit and you had the movie Get on the Bus starring Keanu Reeves?
Katie, are you intrigued?
Yeah, of course I'm intrigued. And not because of Gronk, though I do appreciate you guys trying to shoehorn that into every single segment that I do in this show. But as you'll see, on Team JR is Beaverton, Oregon's own Ian Carmel, one of my favorite people on Earth, so I will absolutely be watching this show.
Wow, a name drop there. Can you guys just throw in, because Katie's here with us, just some footage here somewhere, or a box somewhere, of Tom Brady splitting his pants?
Hold on.
Thank you for watching. We've got Bomani Jones. Check out his podcast, The Right Time with Bomani Jones and Katie. It's sports. You ask it as a question. Is it about sports? Is it not about sports? I don't know. You got to listen to it.
Hey, Dan, what's going on under that hat? Can we see it? You asked about Tom Brady, so I feel like your payment back to me should be take your hat off.
Okay, let's see here.
It's not that okay. Yeah, it is that bad. It's, I mean, when you do that, that is, it's like Ace Ventura.
Wow.
It's a little bit like Bozo the Clown, a little like Bozo.
Yeah, I can take my hat off.
Really?
Okay.
No, he won't do it.
Let's go.
I knew he wasn't going to do it.
Go.
I knew he wasn't going to do it. Coward!